This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
We're going to do that show with the Spiegel guy.
Know his partner.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Missed your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Jalen Johnson, touchdown.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cuz.
Lawrence, I'm glad you got away from Bernstein. Honest to God, what a gift for you.
You can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Get back, you don't know me like that.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything of Matt. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah,
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and Shane books us and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good.
I mean, goosebumps.
Hell?
Let's kick off this show with a bang.
Let's go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I am Lawrence Holmes. Shane is here. Tanny is here. Do we even
pay no attention to the woman in the third chair?
Okay.
Pay no attention. It's like the old school Wizard of Oz, man. If you don't acknowledge it, then it doesn't exist. Okay?
Layla just likes hanging out, and she's doing the show after hours.
Yeah.
So
she's show prepping.
She's show prepping right now.
She was show prepping in here, and I didn't see any reason to make her move to another room.
There's really no reason for her to leave.
I mean, she's
going to be back in here in 20 minutes anyway when we do crosstalk.
She would just be listening in another room. We would be talking knowing she was listening. I mean, what the hell's the difference?
And this way, if she does have something she wants to add.
Nope.
No?
Nope, not at all. No mics. Tanny, leave those off. Nothing. Nothing. She gets nothing until 5:40.
And if we put her in our office, she steals all of our snacks.
She's not the one stealing the snacks.
She's laughing.
She is. Her stuff
has been stolen too.
Ma'am, try to control your laughter, please. This is a professional work environment.
No, this is terrible. This is terrible. But we've got you until 6 o'clock. Layla's going to be on from 6 until 9 tonight.
Yeah, she's got the heavy lift.
Yes.
This is hard. Our lives are easy today. Thanks, Cubs. Well, actually, guess thanks, Rangers? No. That's not who they were playing anyway.
The so Diamondbacks.
Good job, Spiegel.
No, thanks, Rangers.
Yeah, big baseball
for sure.
Guy.
Yeah.
Big
long
baseball
time.
Guy. Yeah, cheers, everybody.
You're the same one today when you asked me what time the first pitch was. I said, I think 2:05.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's 2:10 according to MLB.
It was 2:10, yeah.
That was a very funny interaction. When Spiegs asks us, what time is it?
And Tane's
like,
I just wanted to make sure.
The traditional start time for a Diamondback spring training
game. Come on, Lawrence, you know that. That's when Arizona starts their games. But enough of these shenanigans, enough ballyhoo, enough tomfoolery. Let's get to the hardcore sports conversation.
Well, it's interesting because there's a lot of it's when we go inside of our show doc, like there's a lot of like little things that we could hit on, but we as we went through, we were like, yeah, we're gonna save that for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna save that for tomorrow as well.
Well, yeah, because there's stuff, but some of it needs to be stretched out and talked about. I'm looking forward to talking about Luis Robert and hearing what you have to say about Luis Robert. I've got some thoughts on Matt Shaw's injury as it pertains to the Japan trip, but those topics aren't going anywhere.
What we did decide is that on tomorrow's show, we'll do Ben's vision and we'll talk about wide receivers. And it was brought up in our meeting today. Shane is pretty hot about the Deebo Samuel thing.
And we need to process Deebo Samuel to Washington. And I think we can do it a little here and a little bit within the context of the vision. Because let's break down tomorrow, Lawrence, how many wideouts are usually on the field for the ideal Ben Johnson offense. Who plays the slot among DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, the returners, if either? Who plays the X? Who plays the Y? Like, what kind of receiver do they need? You know, a Deebo is a really fascinating weapon to use. Is that an ideal weapon for Ben?
Does one of your two wide receivers come back to your team? One of your starting two, does he come back or does he go to Los Angeles as a free agent? And then are we ready to see Rome Odunze ascend to being a guy that gets more reps?
Mm.
All of that stuff is available
right.
to us.
All that stuff is available to us. And a short answer for me, I don't want to give up draft capital, and I don't want to give up draft capital for a skill position right now where they are. They got work to do on the lines and in the beef. Let's go.
It's really interesting what's happening with San Francisco, too, because Brandon Ayuk, there was talk that he's being shopped after signing a 5-year extension.
They're about to pay good, like he's great. And we'll see if they can survive. Pay very good. They're going to pay that very good quarterback.
Brock Purdy.
Going to pay, you pay good like he's great. But the Eagles did it and they survived. They survived and thrived. They won a Super Bowl. Maybe Jalen Hurts is better than good. If you pay Brock Purdy the going rate for quarterbacks, can you survive when you lose Deebo Samuel and maybe more? It's going to be a very interesting thing to watch out there.
While we were talking about it, Shane brought up the idea of injuries with Deebo, and he's had them. But strangely enough, the last two seasons, he started 15 games. So even though there was the season where he only started 5, and there was the season where he started 12, he's been durable enough.
Mm.
I guess we can look at this from the standpoint of how it affects the NFC. Like, these are now the things that we're discussing with the hope that things are going to move in the direction for the Bears where they're a playoff contender.
Terry McLaurin is a really good outside wide receiver. And now Deebo can complement that along with Zach Ertz, who I suspect they'll keep. And maybe they'll use Deebo in some of the wacky running back ways that they did in San Francisco as well.
Zach Ertz had 9 touchdowns this past year.
He came on late, too, man. There were a lot of targets in the last 6 games and in the playoffs.
And he made a lot of huge catches for him. 7 touchdowns for him, almost 700 yards receiving, 10 a catch for Zach Ertz.
So I get it. It doesn't feel good to see Jaden Daniels get Deebo Samuel. I get it, but it doesn't make me wish that the Bears had.
8 picks for the Bears going into this draft. I mean, I guess a 4th or 5th, I would do it, but I don't feel like it's not high on the list of priorities for me if I'm the Bears. And that 5th round pick might be a center. You know, like that's why to me, I'm like, okay. They've got that gap between the 3rd and the 5th round,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have even more picks.
Yeah, that 5th might be your center of the future while they sign a free agent like Ryan Kelly or even Coleman Shelton to survive for a year,
yep.
and not give Caleb a rookie that he's got to learn with. And while the rookie's on board and learning, which is exactly what Indy did last year with Tanner Bartolini backing up Ryan Kelly. Now it's probably going to be his job moving forward.
How about the thing going on in L.A., too, where it's like, I'm leaving. And Matthew Stafford's wife is on every outlet. He's leaving. And they're like, all right, well, you know, go see if you can find yourself a deal. And then he looks around. He's like, I'm staying. And they're like, great. We would very much like for you to stay. And it makes sense because he looked around and he's like, well, where could I go since I'm leaving? Well, I could go to the Giants. No, you don't want to do that.
They don't have a single quarterback under contract right
now. It's Tommy DeVito. He's the only one. Yes. Tommy DeVito.
I saw this weekend they don't have a single quarterback under contract.
Tommy DeVito is the only Giants quarterback under contract right now.
That's amazing. Yeah, so Stafford's like, all right, I'll come back. And the Rams are like, cool, let's just do it for a year.
Let's just make this happen, and then you can figure out how you feel about
it. I'd like a longer.
Tommy does the Italian thing.
Is that Dave Sims? No. Who was that?
That's the Papa. They've got a Papa out there.
Bob Papa?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Not to be confused with Tom Papa.
Greg's the one in San Francisco, right? Greg Papa, yeah.
God, there's a lot of Papas. I had no idea there were so many.
I love it when they call me that.
The big one. Yeah.
That's right, partner. That is a throwback.
Sky Point right there.
There it is.
Oh, Drew Lock too. He's under contract.
Drew Lock's still under contract? I thought he was a free agent.
I don't know where I saw that. I thought I saw they had no quarterbacks under contract.
I'm pretty sure
right
I saw that Tommy DeVito's their only one. But
maybe they got Drew Lock too.
Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito.
For some reason, that connects with the fact that the Cubs have nobody on the roster who played a single game at third base last year. I love that. That's amazing to me.
Did Nicky not for the White Sox?
No, I mean for the Cubs. Last year, like Paredes, Morel, Mastroboni, Wisdom, Madrigal. They don't have anybody.
Yeah, this is from Joe Shane. Quote, where we are, Tommy DeVito is our only quarterback on the roster.
Let's go.
We're going to have to address the position somewhere. Uh-huh. Even if you get a young quarterback, you're going to have to get a vet to have in the room.
Mm.
That whole Joe Shane thing doesn't seem to be working out. And I'm surprised that he's still being allowed to handle this.
It sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting.
Oh, God.
Well,
it's a freaking enigma.
Yeah.
Just ask him. There's other NFL news. Jimmy has said he's going away.
Butler?
No. Jimmy's done. Jimmy's toast. We suspected this would happen.
Jimmy likes Elaine.
Yeah. We suspected this would happen when Wani.
Jimmy's new in town.
When Wani was gathering with the inner circle at the restaurant down there at the Florida Keys. I don't know. I'm not a Keys guy. Yeah, I've been
You're
told,
clearly not a Keys guy.
I've been told directly that I'm not a Keys guy. But Jimmy
Maybe it's because
is.
You know what? You be quiet. Shouldn't say anything about Jimmy after you trashed his restaurant.
You're not a Keys guy. That's
exactly, right, coach. Yeah. Between trashing the restaurant here and on Yelp.
Did I try?
Nice one, Lawrence. Absolutely.
I did not go on Yelp. I just had the Odyssey to be honest. The audacity to be honest about the food. That's all I had.
Do you think if it had been warmer, it would have been a better experience for
100%,
you?
100%.
What'd you have again?
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, no, I didn't have the sandwich, but I had the perch. I think it was perch. Maybe
he just left here to get on his train.
Ocean restaurant.
Yeah, it wasn't perch. I don't know. It was a fish. It wasn't a good one.
One of my NFL guys. I was talking to one of my NFL guys over the weekend, and he thinks. Yeah, he said that that's why Jimmy's retiring, so he could focus more on the quality of the restaurant after Speaks' review. He wants to get his arms around that thing.
It's,
you know,
smart.
He decided to walk away from Fox so he could be on Bar Rescue because of Speaks.
True story.
Shut it down.
True story. I texted one of our TV friends that the food wasn't great, and he said, I bet the hair products in the bathroom were outstanding.
That's right. Who's that?
I'm not saying.
We should talk to Wani this week because I got a FaceTime from him last night with Mitch on his patio. Mitch in his party white shorts and his sandals.
Nothing bad.
No, Shane. Shane, it's all good. All good. Definitely a little toasty.
Well, let's talk to Wani because Jimmy mentioned him in his farewell. Jimmy gave an official farewell today with Colin Cowherd and gave our guy Wani a shout out in the process.
Probably the most fun I've ever had in my career, and that's counting Super Bowls and national championships, was at Fox Sports. You know, I have an absolute ball with my friends on the set, and the best friends I've ever had there with Fox. But I've made an extremely difficult decision. I've been thinking about it for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've decided to retire from Fox. And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss all the guys, and I'll see them occasionally. But it has been a great run starting back 31 years ago. I can tell you the story, and Dave Wanstead and Tony Wise, they can verify this. When I was at Oklahoma State University, I went to a little restaurant, and we were struggling. You know, I said, you know, guys, hang with me. We're going to win a national championship. We were an ancestor restaurant. And we ended up winning a national championship at University of Miami because I took all of them with me. And we were going through that 1-15 year. We went to a little Mexican restaurant right there close to Valley Ranch. And I told the guys, I said, listen, I said, we're making some moves now that are going to hurt us in the short term. We traded our starting quarterback. We cut the leading receiver because he couldn't play the caliber that we wanted then. And we made some trades, obviously trading Herschel Walker, but we made 51 trades in 5 years. And I told the guys, I said, listen, I know it's a real struggle right now, but you hang with me because we're going to win a Super Bowl. And that's it. I mean, I might have sounded like a crazy man because we were going 1-15. But I said, we're making some moves now that are going to help us 3 years from now. And the way you bring out the best in people is you have interaction with them. You communicate with them. The biggest problems I ever had with anybody is when I didn't communicate. And that's what happened to Jerry and I on our relationship until it got fixed here later on, is we stopped communicating. And, you know, it never gets better if you don't talk about it. It never gets better if you don't interact and, you know, and not necessarily, you know, pumping somebody up and praising them, but, you know, just acknowledging them, you know, and saying, hey, you need to pick it up a little bit, you know, maybe in a kidding way, but you need to have some interaction with individuals. But I tried to bring out the best in everybody that I came into contact with. I don't care what their role was. I don't care how important they were. I don't care if they were a Hall of Fame player or an intern on our set. I tried to bring out the best in everybody.
I got to say, man, we make a lot of jokes, and I was ready to make some more, and we will. But that just kind of hit me in like an oddly emotional way. That sounds like a very wise guy who has been an absolute baller as a head coach in college and then the pros and then the immediate pivot to a legendary run. And you were the one telling me how much he's been a coach behind the scenes of that talent, and you can hear it. That's a leader. It's a guy who's always been a leader, still respected as a leader, and him talking about communicating, props, Jimmy Johnson. That's some beautiful stuff.
It's funny when you get a chance to be around these guys in the second or third act of their careers, where same thing with Dave, where spending time with Dave doing his television show, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I get it. I get why you were the lead recruiter guy. I get how you are able to kind of move into these spaces. Like your personality, it reeks of confidence and you wanting to make everyone feel comfortable inside of their own skin.
I've had the same experience with Dave. I agree.
And the same thing with Jimmy, where you hear him, you can tell the amount of respect that the guys on the set have for him on how they interact with him. And it comes across that he is very gracious. Like that, you start looking, those of us that have been in this business for forever, the three of us here in the studio, the silent partner that's here in the studio.
Pay no attention to the woman on the third chair.
Like when you get a chance to work with Ozzy, you get it.
Oh, yeah. You feel the gravitas in the presence.
And it makes a difference. I love hearing him say all those nice things about the people who are behind the scenes that help to make the job easier for the guys that are out there. And Fox has got some interesting decisions to make now.
Well, that show's been broken for a while. And we've talked about it. I brought it up directly like that during the playoffs. It's like they've got some work to do, and now they've got an opportunity and a necessity to do some fixing.
I wonder if Terry's far behind, and I know that he says that he's thinking a couple of more years before he goes, but that's kind of his running buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if he's now going, it might be time for me to go too, and they could really kind of up the ante and start moving things around a little bit over at Fox.
I think the moment screams for them to put Tom Brady on that show. the moment screams, coming off a bad performance by him in the Super Bowl with a guy in Olsen who's going to start looking around if he hasn't already, and a studio show in desperate need of a new linchpin.
Some zhuzhing. It needs some zhuzhing.
And you can build it around him. You can build it around him. I mean, what an unbelievable icon to build it around. And maybe he can help save Gronk, because Gronk is bad on his own. But if maybe a Brady and Gronk connection would mean that Brady can be like what he probably always was, the stable, wise old leader laughing at Gronk being ridiculous. Maybe that dynamic could actually work, because Gronk on his own, to me, does not work.
You could play around with it. Like you and I could play producer right now. There's a lot of different ways that you could play around with it. I could take Glazer and now put him on the desk. I could say, okay, let's treat our insider the way the ESPN treats theirs. He's going to be here on the desk. You're going to see Jay Glazer getting text messages.
Schefter usually on the desk or on screen the whole time?
Yeah.
One of the two?
That's how they use him. That they use Shams that way, too, where he'll be on SportsCenter or whatever, and you're just like, oh, something's going on. Let me do something with it.
And Glazer's got a good personality. Could talk longer for him.
And those guys love him, too. Like, he has great rapport with Strahan. Like, you could play around like that.
Howie stays?
I think Howie's still at the top of his game.
Yeah,
man.
Me too.
I think he's so good. I think he and Strahan have a good connection with each other. See, to me,
maybe you lose Gronk.
I love Terry Bradshaw. I feel similarly to the way I feel over the last couple years watching Lee Corso on College Game Day. And the thing is that there's still a place for that. And I think Game Day finally figured out how to make a place for both McAfee and for Corso. Mm. And it works out, and I don't feel like it's mascot-y. I feel like
they share the same set all the time. No. Is there a little satellite set where they put him?
Usually Corso is with Herb Street when they have him out there. I think that with Bradshaw, it's a similar vibe where it's like, I need him to fall back.
Uh-huh. You separate your quarterbacks in that way? If you do bring in Brady, Brady be the quarterback on the set and have Bradshaw off on a little satellite or something?
And I always liked, honestly, when Terry would do interviews. I don't know if he has an appetite for being on the road and talking to quarterbacks, but I always thought that his style was disarming.
Mm.
And the way that he talks to quarterbacks is very like, this is what I think you're great at. Let's talk about this.
All right, as we produce Fox's pregame and halftime show here, they need a coach. With no Jimmy, they need a coach.
Yes.
Do we have a coach on the sidelines? Because Sean Payton is back working. Pete Carroll is back working.
You're not going to get Rex away from ESPN.
Yeah.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
He's busy.
I mean,
he's busy with us.
He's worked with Fox before,
keep that man away from there.
We've been talking about that today. It's a no-brainer. Dave Wannstedt should be on the A team for Fox.
It's not a big enough name for them.
Yeah, but he would be.
I know.
Would be.
Well, he was on the FS1 show with Carissa.
And Mike Vick.
And
Peter Schrager.
But now Mike Vick's coaching football. Peter Schrager works for NFL Network.
Uh-huh. Look, the coaching answer, the possible coaching answer, is obviously polarizing and somewhat loathsome. But it is a time in our world where the polarizing and somewhat loathsome are doing just fine. So is it time for John Gruden on the Fox pregame and halftime set?
Well, we know that he's good at it. We know that he is done well the way that the quarterback school stuff worked, where him doing Monday Night Football. We know he can do it. The stuff that he's doing with Barstool now. Mm-hmm. We know he can do it.
He can talk football. He can talk offense. He knows people around the league. He's got experience. He's
knock on wood if you're with me.
I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just put him back in the Ring of Honor over the weekend, wasn't it? I saw it, or maybe it was Friday.
If I'm Gruden's talent agent, I'm probably making a phone call to Fox and saying, you know, my guys, look at what my guy's doing with Barstool. Look at the types of views that he's getting over there.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth it for Fox? Is Fox impervious enough to withstand any PR pushback?
And let me tell you why.
I think they are, too.
Let me tell you why. I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
It has to do with the show that they run on Saturdays.
Show that they run on
Saturdays? Is that the one Tucker Carlson hosts?
No, not the one that Danny ended up on.
The Breakfast Club?
Tucker Carlson talks football.
The Will Cain show? No, let's see. The show that Fox runs, is it Rescue 911?
No, I think that's now on ABC, actually.
Oh, man.
One of those shows moved.
Is it The Simpsons? Is that the show you're talking about?
There's
Tracy Ullman.
Married with Children.
I never understood why Al wasn't interested in Peggy. Because to me, Peggy...
Oh, yeah. Peggy was right there for you.
It's like,
Peggy
really?
Could get it.
I mean, that's what I was trying to say without saying it like that.
Call back.
But yes.
Call back.
But yes, that part of it, you are correct.
Anyway.
But the Big Noon Saturday show has Urban Meyer on it.
Oh. And yeah, I don't watch that.
And he's great.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you've said he's terrific.
He is literally one of my favorite coaches to watch talk ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at it. He knows his stuff. He knows other people. So
do they have a kicker stretching next to the set?
No, he doesn't go over
on his way over. Like, and here's Urban Meyer, the shot of him walking onto the set.
They also,
he kicks a kicker.
They didn't put any college girls on that show, right?
Well, they're in the background usually because they are on a college campus, but they do not to go to the next step of your question, Shane. They don't do the show from a bar.
I was gonna say,
so that's good.
There's no dance floor. He's not on a bar stool or anything.
No. Nope. So
weird.
I could see a whole segment where they have him mosey on over to a jukebox, you know.
Little NFL news, Urban Meyer, what a piece of crap.
That was not news. I still love
news.
You don't know. You don't know what's happening that day. It could have been a day like today.
A lot of people knew it already, is what I'm saying.
It's very true. Because I've got these heart palpitations, and then all of a sudden now you're coaching. But like I've said, honestly,
he's good on TV.
There's no coach on TV that I enjoy watching more break down ball than Urban Meyer. So you have a guy that's got a reputation and has been kind of run out of some places over the last couple of years on your college show. That you have precedent to, if you wanted to put Gruden on, you'd have precedent for it.
Texter says, Speaks, what happened to Hit and Run on Sundays? Sunday the 16th of March. We're back, baby.
Speaks, I got to tell you, I am with that texter because yesterday morning I was driving around doing some stuff, getting the car washed, and I'm like, where's Speaks?
It's Coach.
We're Speaks.
That's what I was thinking. And then there was some guy doing the national show that I used to do.
Oh, yeah?
And there was some angry caller from here that was calling him up talking about Justin Fields' epilepsy medication and Jay Cutler's night diabetes.
Oh, no way.
One of those.
That is amazing.
What about Mike McCarthy?
No, he doesn't have any personality.
Okay.
I mean,
it's a worthy, it's
all right, let me think this through.
But we don't know that.
I don't we though?
Biggest non-working coaching name right now other than Gruden? To your point?
But I'm not hiring him to replace Jimmy Johnson. If I'm ESPN, if I'm ESPN or Fox, maybe I'm trying him out. Like maybe he ends up on that show with Carissa. But not for my flagship NFL show, I can't.
What about?
I can't sell that.
ESPN loves Jeff Saturday too. Watch for Jeff Saturday.
Well, Jeff Saturday literally was a coach. Looking,
interim,
smart.
Yep.
Has fun.
I think we've had this conversation on this show, or Bernstein did. But I love Brian Billick. And he just kind of faded out of the media landscape. Just gone. Super Bowl winner, charismatic guy, funny guy, and then just gone
World. Edge to him as well. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Here's another question about this. Do you have to have a coach?
I think you do. I think you do need a coach.
Or could you get away with Howie, and the Patriots?
Are you keeping Brad and you're keeping Bradshaw in that thing? So maybe you could. So by the way, Hit and Run March 16th. Before that, this Sunday, March 9th, I'm doing a talk at the Music Box before a screening of Bull Durham at 11:30. That is part of the Music Box Theater's Play Ball, a baseball series. I love the Music Box. Very happy to be involved with this. And there's all sorts of great baseball movies over there. Eight Men Out on the big screen on March 23rd. A League of Their Own, Bull Durham, as I mentioned. Moneyball's showing. Bingo Long, Traveling All-Stars, and more. Right now, or later on this hour, is that where we're going to do it? Later on in the hour, we're going to qualify a winner we're going to give away a pair of tickets. In fact, a winner will have the opportunity to see one screening of a matinee of their choice from the selection that I just gave you. So when you hear this...
Candlesticks always make a nice gift, and maybe you can find out where she's registered, maybe a place setting, or maybe a silverware pattern. Okay, let's get to it.
When you hear that later in the hour, be the sixth caller to the Scorers Contest line, which is...
312-540-0670.
And you'll win a pair of tickets to the Music Box's Play Ball, a baseball series. And come by on Sunday morning to hang out with me and watch Bull Durham.
When we come back, we're going to see if we can find Layla Rahimi. And we're going to ask her if she knows her way to the studio.
Let's see.
And if she would like to preview her show that's coming on after hours.
She's right there.
She's right there.
She's been there the whole time.
The whole time.
I had no idea.
Just doing prep and eating Milk Duds. Ain't nothing better than a fresh box of Duds,
man. That's what I'm saying, man.
Snacks. We'll talk with Layla next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on The Score.
You ever have a great Valpolicella Ripasso?
No.
Where?
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Italian wine.
Just three talk show hosts who aren't working with Dan Bernstein, all hanging out together. Right now, Lawrence Holmes, look who's over there.
It is the fabulous Layla Rahimi.
Hi, guys. I just happened to be here. You know, I know you didn't see me earlier. I was just in the corner minding my own business, but I'm here.
Well, we were trying to figure out whether or not we were going to do the show from home today or come into studio, and I feel like I forced Speaks' hand.
Well,
I was already downtown.
Yeah. Hey, the three bus runs.
That's right. I live that close.
It's Matt and I live that CTA life.
It's embarrassing not to be here, frankly, if Lawrence is going
to
be here.
I don't think I don't want you to think that way. I want you to do whatever is best for your comfort.
This felt good. I was glad I was here, and I'm glad that I'm here right now. Well, thank you for your concern.
I felt bad when I saw you coming. I was like, oh, you guys are here. I'll move. And then Speaks is like, no, just don't hang move out in the corner. And I was like, that's a funny bit. I like it.
Yeah,
like
no
every now and
it
then, Twitch camera could just cut away to me like typing and working in the corner. Yeah.
You can be like John Lithgow with the look of mild disappointment last night when some of the speeches went long, which was a very funny bit.
I didn't watch because
I was on Fox last night.
Yes, how did that go?
With Jason Leisure, it was great. You know, I love Lou. I've known him for many years. And people ask where they can find me on TV. I get more questions than I thought I would about this, to be frank. And so I posted on Instagram, told people where I was. And yeah, just joined the panel. You know, obviously
awesome.
Not like just happy to be there talking sports. It's a rotating panel, as you know, Lawrence, and you know Speaks.
Yep.
We've all joined him.
Absolutely.
And it's
you
a
think
good
they'll
time
ever do a show where we're on there together?
Yeah, we could.
Or does that make sense? Like, maybe it doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Maybe they just want one of one at a time. It'd be like signing two free agent guards, you know, for the interior of your offensive line.
Well, guess what? The Bears need to do that.
Interesting.
I was thinking like it'd be like having three similar guards on your payroll as an NBA team.
That's true.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes three guard lineups. What's your favorite three guard lineup of all time?
Run TMC.
Yeah, that's the first one I thought of.
Is there another? Like
I went
Knicks now.
What was Villanova? Was Alan Ray, Kyle Lowry, and Mike Nardi? Do I have that right? That was that three guard lineup.
I think that's right.
You gotta go with like one of the title teams for Nova if you're gonna go with a favorite lineup of theirs.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
They've won enough now.
I loved that Alan Ray, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, this is a good.
Kyle Lowry was awesome for many years.
Oh my god,
a good one
many
from
years in the NBA.
The group chat. D. Brown, Luther Head, and Darren Williams.
That's a great three-guard lineup.
There you go.
That's a great one.
Archibald Meat Pants, that's yours.
Well done, Archibald. That's my guy.
It's a pretty good three-guard lineup
there. That's a really good one right there.
I like it.
You got all sorts of opportunities, Layla, to to drive hardcore sports talk this evening.
I do, and I will do that right now. This transition is brought to you by Window Nation. For all your window needs, visit windownation.com.
By the way, a big score. Welcome back to a longtime partner, the Webb Auto Group, with Hyundai stores in Highland and Maryville, Indiana. Chevy stores in Oak Lawn and Plainfield, and Ford in Highland, Indiana. Big thank you to the Webbs, Mike Webb, Kelly Webb Roberts, Jackie Webb Hibner, and Brian Webb for all their support.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Yep.
Let's go!
And I believe, Lawrence, if memory serves, the Webb family promise is why.
You're damn right why.
That's why.
So we're happy that they're back. That makes me extremely happy.
Oh, Lethal Weapon 3 of Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, and Brian Oliver at Georgia Tech. It's outstanding. Let's go.
Layla, what are you going to do on the show tonight?
Three-guard lineups all night long.
Yeah, I have an announcement for you guys. Number one, I am calling the Duncan race tomorrow for the Bulls Women's History Month game.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm a cuppy coffee guy. Who wins? I like when cuppy coffee wins.
I win.
Who wins?
She can't tell us that.
No.
Danny and I are putting this month's mortgage on, on the Duncan race.
Well, legally, I cannot tell you. By the law invested in me, by the power of the Bulls.
It's not Jewish History Month, or else Biggie Bagel would be a lock.
The Duncan characters do not have genders.
They don't have gender.
No, they are just Duncan.
It's a spectrum.
I'm a cuppy coffee guy because he's running with hot liquid on his head, and that to me shows dedication.
I mean, Biggie Bagel has cream cheese.
But it's together.
I mean, he's clearly Jewish.
But he's together. Cuppy coffee's got to keep that balance.
I think cuppy coffee's got a little bit of an injury. You know, you can get that one for free on my message phone line.
1-900. 1-900 cuppy coffee.
On the Chris Tannehill Tanny. Sports Hotline.
Half of you get one, half of you get the other, and then everyone's right sometimes.
Tanny. You call 817-817-8171 and get that Chris Tannehill Sports Hotline.
Can you cut me a 4-minute version of that commercial, please?
Biggie Bagel is kind of yeasty right now.
I love recording commercials for Matt.
I will not make a joke, Shane. You made it, not me.
That's really good.
Jordan Schultz joins us.
Yo!
At 6:25.
Let's go!
And you know I don't shy away from things.
You do not.
So we'll have a conversation about a lot of stuff.
I've been Team Jordan in that divide.
I think we as a show have
I think
landed
so.
We've
on
had
that.
Jordan on, and I had no idea who his dad was. And I was laughing because I'm like, oh, I put his kids through college. And I was like, wait a second. Yeah. I put Jordan through college. But how much I go to Starbucks.
Jordan's a hard worker, man. He's a hard worker. Been doing his thing.
Jim Duquette, our friend, joins us at 7.
Excellent.
Hub is at 8 o'clock. And Jay Westbrook, the Blackbeard Baron, at 8:25.
Oh, he's great.
He's got a lot of events today.
Layla, you are awesome. For Tanny, for Shane, for Spiegs, I'm Lauren saying thank you so much for all the love and support you show us. Do us a favor and show the same love and support for Layla Rahimi. She's up next here on The Score.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.